two important pieces of software that enable edX to do its work are Cupid and PyPies. Cupid is the message broker, which means that it transports messages from one endpoint to another in the data processing chain. For example, when data are ingested by edX, a raw file is first written to a location in Slant Data Store. Then, whatever software that was responsible for writing the raw file, which is the LDM, the radar server, or maybe an LDAD, this software sends a message over a Cupid queue called external.dropbox. The message contains the location where the file was written along with a header. The edX distribution service retrieves messages from that queue and determines which decoder plugin should operate on each file, and writes messages on individual plugin-specific queues, such as ingest.obs, ingest.grib, ingest.radar, and so forth. Once a file has been completely ingested and processed, edX broadcasts a message containing the data URI over another Cupid topic called edX.alerts. Cave listens to this topic to determine if it needs to refresh a display. Other downstream edX processes also monitor the edX.alerts topic. For example, some of the decision assistance tools like Scan and FFmp only run after certain radar files have been processed, and they are triggered to run when they see certain data URIs appear in the topic. PyPies stands for Python Processed Isolated Enhanced Storage. PyPies provides an interface between edX and the HDF5 data repository and handles all the read and write operations for the processed data. PyPies is implemented using the HTTP protocol, and when it's running, it appears as an HTTP PyPies process.